Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Yoram and Aleph for four lines from the top where there's Ela Ikasha. Akasha, just remind ourselves, Rabbi Yochanan had told us that there's a seemingly a stira between the machlokas, between Bishamay and Miss Hillel, whether or not when it comes to Simchas Yamta, we're going to make on a potential Isser Darabanan. And the Gemara and the Gemara had given a teretz that why Miss Hillel and Bishamay seemingly, when our Mishnah Miss Hillel seemingly is machmir about this and do not allow you to do the shchita in the case over here, as opposed to the case that we had a stira with, and the Gemara gave a good explanation why you don't need to explain that Mukhlefes Ashita. Rabbi Yochanan was the opinion that you have to switch around the opinions, and we gave two potential answers to what the case could be that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about, and we rejected both of them. So now we're going to mention, I think, two or three more. We're going to have more of here, potential suggestions for what Rabbi Yochanan was bothered by Bichlal. Because again, Rabbi Yochanan is not going to just say we flip around the Shita Bisham and Bishil unless there was a very glaring, very, very big question that had to be dealt with, and we don't have that so far. We've given good explanations why there was a chilek, why there was a distinction between both cases. So now the Gemara says, Ela Ikashi Kasha. So if there's going to be a question over here within the opinions of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, it has to be the following. What is that? Beis Shammai, Omer Beis Shammai say in the Mishnah, An Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, we'll get to Beis Shem tomorrow's daf, Einot Lenes Ha'alin Eli Lekatev Alav Basar. One is not allowed to take it's a type of tool, a tool to grind up anyantiv to chop up meat. It's used generally for grinding, so it's going to be a kli shemalachta le'iser, and therefore it's going to be usher to use it even to chop meat anyantiv. So the Gemara is assuming that Beis Hillel would agree that this thing is maybe even worse than kli shemalachta le'iser, is totally muksa, and yet Beis Hillel matir. Beis Hillel said that it's going to be permitted. So that's the question of here. Beis Hillel seemingly permitting something which is muksa, and they're allowing you to use it anyantiv. So what do we see from here? It says the Gemara, Alon gabi simchas yantiv b'shamei l'chomri sila kula. So there, we have simchas yantiv at play. We have a din of muktzah that you're not supposed to use this tool to grind up your meat, which normally is used for grinding, so it's normally muktzah, and yet Beis Hillel say that it's mutter. So there, with regards to simchas yantiv, Beis Hillel are telling you that you're allowed to be mekel, one can be mekel, and Beis Hillel is telling you that you can be mekel, and Beis Shammai says that you can't. Ramina, but wait a second, that's a contradiction with our Mishnah, which told us, Hashochet il chayav of, when it comes to shechting an animal or a fowl on Yantiv, Beis Shammai are going to say that it's going to be mutter, and Beis Hillel said it's usher. They're not mekel for simchas yantiv to shecht it if you don't have the alfer muchan. So Gemara says, how is this going to be an answer? So this is seemingly a contradiction. So to this question, Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Nuchlef as a Shita, to this opinion of Beis Shammai, and this, that lechora over here, you have to flip around the shitas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai is going to say that it's mutter, and Beis Hillel is going to say that it's asur. That was the opinion of Rashi that we mentioned yesterday, stop. Throughout these explanations, we're going to have it again, that Yakash Rashi throughout is going to be consistent, that would be the opinion of Rashi, Beis Shammai is always going to be permitted, and Beis Hillel is going to continuously be machbir. However, again, Tosos disagreed. Tosos understood that Beis Hillel should be makil now, and Beis Shammai is going to be the one who's machbir in our Mishnah. Okay, that was Machlokas Rashi. We're going to go with Rashi for the rest of the time. I just mentioned it once, but we're going to go with Rashi for what was Mulchafat Hashita mean within the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara said, wait a second, this also, you don't have to assume that you have to flip around the Shitas and go to such a drastic answer. We can make a chiluk. We can make a distinction between the two cases. We might. How do you have to? Why do you have to assume that these cases are similar? Dilma lohi. Many of the cases aren't similar at all. Ad kan lo kamar beis hashamay hasam elaheicha deika deker notz. That over there in that case, Beis Shammai is saying that with regards to taking out dirt from the ground, that's going to be permitted because in that case you have a spade that's already in the ground. We mentioned that it was only a chashash terbanan, and then you had the fact that anyways a shinoi because you're putting the spade into the ground before, but you had it in the ground beforehand. So then there's no chashash at all over here. So therefore they're going to be mekel. Valheicha deleika deker notzlo, but over here is full fledged muktzah. They're not going to allow you to take this tool to chop up the meat. That's totally muktzah. You're not allowed to use it even for the sake of simchas yantiv. Inami, or you could say the other example. Adkan lo kamer bishelel hacha. We assume that it's full fledged muktzah. This case, this tool that you're using, which because it's generally used for grinding, but that's the case of Ela Adika Torah's Klila. Wait a second. Here, it's not Mukta Machmas Gufo. It's not something like rocks or stones or money, which fundamentally we assume on Yantav and Shabbos have no purpose, and therefore you're not allowed to move it even what's called a Tzorach Gufo or a Tzorach Makova. Tzorach Gufo is if I want to use it for a heter purpose. So if I'm going to use a stone to crack open a nut, that's not going to be much because you assume stones fundamentally, you're Miskatza Yudav from it because it has no purpose before Yantav, before Shabbos, unless you actually designate it beforehand. We'll get to that by designation when we get to today about the doves. However, When it comes to a kli, though, a kli, you don't need to specifically designate before. If I have a hammer, so a hammer generally was called a kli shem laftel iser. Most of the times, I use a hammer to build. Binyan is an iser d'oraisa on Shabbos and Yontif. So what can I use a hammer for? There are a lot of times, let's see a lot, but the example always Shulchan Aruch brings is the example of if I want to break a crack open some nuts, my nutcracker I can't find, so I want to crack open some nuts, can I use my hammer? That's what's called the tzorach gufo. Yes, I can use my hammer. I can use my hammer. So over here also, this is the same thing with this type of tool. This tool is generally used for crushing. So it's going to be like a hammer. It's usually considered a kli shem alachtel iser, but it's still a kli. So letzorach gufo for a heter purpose to cut up the meat, which is totally mutter purpose, and I'm allowed to use it. Therefore, it's torah's kli alav. That's the heter of kli shem alachtel iser letzorach gufo, which is how we paskin. One is allowed to do on Shabbos. One is allowed to take a hammer, cut up with some nuts, or letzorach makovo. If your hammer is on your table and it's bothering you and you want to have your Shabbos meal, you're allowed to move it because you need the space for it. So those two cases, torah gufo, torah makovo, we paskin is heter. This big machlokas in the achronim is it heter gamor or not? Is it what's called hutra dechuya? Is it that even if I have the nutcracker and just whatever, it's just I have to walk an extra few feet to go get my nutcracker, can I still use my hammer? Or is it no? If I have the option to avoid using this kli shem laftel iser to crack open my nuts, maybe I shouldn't use it. I should use something else. That's a machlokas in the achronim halacha lemaisa. That's a shayla in the shayla halacha lemaisa. How do we paskin? But okay, going back to over here, so there Basila says fundamentally this is Torah's kli, and therefore, according to them, it's categorically something that which you can use. It's klish malachtel isra. Hasamla, with regards to the case of digging the ground over there, there's a dinder abanan, isra abanan to use it. Basil, there's no reason to uproot a dinder abanan in order to have simplas yantiv, and therefore they can make a chilek in the cases. Again, we're stuck. Why does Rabbi Yochanan have to have this? What case was Rabbi Yochanan so bothered by that he has this drastic answer? So Gemara now says another suggestion. Ela ikasha akasha. Maybe there's the following question. The Mishnah also told us, you're not allowed to put a hide where it's going to be trampled on, because there's a problem of usually ma'abed. Ma'abed is tanning one of the malachas in Isra de Reis on Shabbos. So putting a hide where it's going to be trampled by others is an Isra de Rabbanan, because it looks like you're going to be tanning. You're going to be doing ma'abed. However, it's only mechsi. It only looks like it because it's not full-fledged Isra de Reis. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to pick it up even if, unless there's an this hide is mukta, and you're not allowed to pick it up. It's considered mukta unless you have a kazayas of meat on it. If you have a kazayas of meat, then it's going to be considered, there's a use for it, the meat you can eat, and then you could use it. Basila matir and basila say that it's permitted because basila is assuming, the Gemara is assuming at this point, basila will permit the isra of mukta simply for the simplas yanta, because Rashi points out, if you were not allowed to move the hides, a person wouldn't want to shecht it. And because you're afraid you're going to lose the hides, if you're not allowed to move it, it's going to spoil. And the hides are very valuable, so you're not going to shecht your animal on yantiv. So that's simchas yantiv. So Basila therefore allowed you to override the isra mukta for the simchas yantiv. So Gemara says, but what do we see from over here? Gabi simchas yantiv bishamay lachomra Basila lakula. With regards to simchas yantiv, bishamay is going to be machmir, and Basila is going to make. They're going to uproot the isra derabanan in this case. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. The fact that we could ask a question from our Mishnah, which said that Beishamay said that it's permitted, Beisila is going to be machmir. So why in the first case Beisila makel and Beisila machmir, and the same thing with Beishamay? And to that, Rabbi Yochanan responded, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan mechlefes hashita. The Beishamay Beisila have been accidentally. We made a mistake. And again, Beishamay would be according to Rashi is going to be permitted according to this case with the case of the hides, and Beisila is going to say that it is still problematic." So the Gemara says, no, this also isn't a good answer. There's a fundamental difference within this case also. Dima lo yad kan lo kamer beis hilahasim. That we can make the case that the cases are fundamentally different. Beis Shammai over there is going to be fundamentally different because ela hecha de'ika deker. No, so in that case, again, we're giving an example. There's only achshash yisra d'rabanan in general when it comes to removing the dirt. And there, when you put the spade in before, it's clearly a shinoi, so it doesn't even look like an yisra d'rabanan. There's nothing to worry about. Aval hecha de'ika deker. No, it's lope. In a case we don't have the spade beforehand, then it's not inserted on the ground. Beis Shammai is not going to be makel. So over here, they're going to say, an Isra Rabbanan, there's a full-fledged Isra Rabbanan, is not going to be mutter for the sake of Simchas Yantiv. So we don't have that suggestion. So then, or you can say on the other hand, maybe Beisila is going to be Mekel over here. But over here, the hide has a purpose. The hide over there has a purpose of people sitting on it. So people are going to sit on it. Then it's going to be something that's clearly not looked at as you're using it for the process of doing ma'abed, of tanning, because your people are going to sit on it. People are going to think you're sitting on it. So therefore, there's not even a Marasayan issue over here. And therefore, there's no Isra Rabbanan of Al Hasam Lo. When the case of digging them from the ground, there's an Isra Rabbanan to do on Yantiv. Beisila said that you're not allowed to do that for Simchas Yantiv. So again, we haven't given an answer for Rabbi Yochanan. Yet, what is Rabbi Yochanan so bothered by that he had to flip the shitas of Bisham Beisila? And there's now another suggestion. Eli Kasha Akasha, another difficulty. This was the Kasha of Rabbi Yochanan. Based on Yod Aleph Amud Beis now. Bisham Beisila, you're not allowed to remove the window shutters on On Yantav, we're talking about the store owners are removing the window shutters. Say that it's mutter to even not only to remove them, but even to put them back after usage. That the person who is selling, the people of the store owners, they're allowed to remove their shutters and put them back in. Basila is understanding that fundamentally there would be no issue. There's a shaila over here of what exactly was the permission. What exactly was Basila bothered by? Basila are permitted the shutters because it's Simchas Yantav. We're afraid that it looks like a stira. So they say that there's not a problem with the steer over here, there's not a problem to put them back, and therefore, even though it's a tircha shalot tzorech, that is permitted because of a heter of simchas yantiv. And what exactly are the people doing? So l'chora, they're over here, that the base of Rashi, that the people are selling their merchandise, even on yantiv, what's going on over here? So over here, clearly we're talking about a case where you're buying it from somebody, a store owner that you know, and you're allowed to buy on credit. So the local people in town who are needed to, I guess they would open up just to buy a few things, I don't know, they forgot something. This would never fly nowadays. How this works exactly, befares and stuff like that. Anyways, a shalom shulchan aruch. But this is going to be mutter for simchas yantiv if people needed stuff. Again, and they're selling on credit, they're not writing anything down, obviously. And then it would be mutter. So the issue of here was a tirchay sir. So the Gemara says, so then that was what was a vesila matir. So what do we see? I'm going to give a simchas yantav, b'sham l'chom, vesila kuma, vesila the special kula, only because of simchas yantav. And the Gemara says, Ramina, but again, contrasted to our Mishnah, which told us, a shulchan chayv el piyomto, where b'shamay was machmir, b'sila or mekel. Other way around, b'shamay was mekel rather than b'sila or machmir. So why are they mekel with regards to the store owners? And over here, they're going to be machmir. So the Gemara says, b'shamay, b'shamay, b'shamay. So then lokasha. Bishama bishama, I get there's no problem because hasam deika dekanot. So in the case of the spade, that's already inserted in the ground. Again, there's no reason to be machmir over halcha leika dekanot. Here you have an iser derabanan, and therefore with the window shutters, there's no heter for them to remove them on yantiv. That's going to be usher according to Bishamay. So then there's an iser derabanan. So that's the problem. Ala beisila beisila kasha. Wait a second, beisila is a problem. Why are they not going to be machmir in the case of the store owners to be machmir for the case of an iser derabanan with regards to simchas yantiv that we don't remove the iser derabanan? Why should we make it? We should say that there's a problem to do that. So where's the Rabbi Yochanan? With chafes shita to that, Rabbi Yochanan had to say the Bishamay is the one to permit the removal and the replacement shutters. The beisila is going to ones that say that it's mekel. So the Gemara says, there's a shaila, there's an inami over here, but either way, so the Gemara says that the end of the day, though, ad kan lo kamre bisilo hacha, elam ishum te ein bina mekel. Wait a second, no. There's a fundamental difference. We said there's a tzircha sira and there's a problem of binyan and stira, maybe an iser derabanan over here, but there's no iser derabanan either, because when it comes to binyan mekelim, there's no, if a movable object, bisilo hold, that ein binyan mestira mekelim, there's no halachas of creating, of building, or soser mekelim, or destroying a movable object either with regards to the kelim, with regards to movable utensils, when that applies, how that applies is a shaila, but lamaisa, based hillel hold that there's no binyan stira bekalim. So the verses of al-hasam law, with regards to the case of digging the earth, the dinder abanan is going to be fully enforced, so therefore we don't have an answer. So the conclusion over here is the shaila of exactly what exactly happened. So because some Rishonim don't have this girsa of the ad kalan karmi sibil shamai, they just conclude that this was mukhlafis ashita of Rabbi Yochanan. So that's the through machlokas Rishonim had on the maskana. According to Rashi, beishamai beishila are going to reverse in the case of the store owners. That's the maskana according to Rashi. According to Tosos, even though we had this question, that's the shayla of Rashi had the gears of the question, but according to Tosos, their opinions are going to reverse. We mentioned before, not in the case of the case of Bishamay being Mekel and Bishamay being Machmir, is the case the other way around, is our Mishnah that Bishamay is going to be Mekel and Bishila is going to be Machmir and Bishila is going to be Mekel. That's the maskana of Tosos, and according to the Rambam and the Rif, they hold that everything, because of the fact that we just asked this question, that we just said that there's no reason to switch around the Shinya opinions of Bishamay Zil. We had a question of Yochanan, so we end up right. There's no Mukhafas Hashita, there's no opinions that have been changed, and we keep everything as is, and you would pass like Basila through and through, and assume that all the cases had the chilukim that we've mentioned in the previous examples. Okay, that's the three machlokas we showed. Now we're going to continue discussion, and the next mission is continuing the discussion of a dove coat and different adinim of muktzah. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Beisham Yomrim Lo Yitol Ella Imkain Nitnaanei Mibod Yom. We mentioned this a little bit before, and yesterday we said that you're not allowed to take the dove from the dove coat unless you actually move it around while it is still daytime before yantiv. Okay, so that's a shayla over here. The Mishnah is talking about, either way, obviously we're talking about the normally doves are going to be considered mukta. So here we're assuming that the ones are obviously not able to fly yet, because if they're able to fly also, how are you allowed to take them and catch them? There's an issue of tzeda. That would be the Achronim point out. The Chor, we're talking about ones that are not able to fly yet. But either way, Bisal has said that if you want to remove this status of mukta beforehand, you have to not only designate it, you have to actually touch them and move them around before yantiv, because then we're not afraid they're going to come to change your mind. However, Bisal alone, Omid, Vomer, Zevaz, and Nota, no, you can just make a declaration. declaration, a verbal declaration beforehand. I'm going to say this stuff and do that one without actually mamish touching them, and therefore it would be mutter. So the Gemara says, Amar Reb Chanan bar Ami machlokas b'kricha rechshona, that the only machlokas is regards to the first offspring of that season, because doves are the two offspring, they usually keep them around. That's the child. The Beit Shammai Savri Gazrina Delma Aselam Lucha, because Beit Shammai is going to say, maybe you're going to come to handle them before Yantav. If you don't handle them, then you're going to change your mind, and you're going to then you're going to have an issue of handling muktzah. That's the problem. However, in that case we don't make gzira. However, we don't have reasons to kriyav. But kriicha shniya, but with regards to birds in any subsequent offspring, then that there's no reason you're gonna change your mind, because the first offspring, again, we mentioned that maybe you want to leave it there, but for the following offspring, there's no reason to assume that Beis Shammai would assume that there's any isser, because you're not gonna change your mind, so therefore it's going to be fine, and it's sufficient just to remove their status by a verbal declaration. So where's Beis Hillel? Lama leila meimar zevazan nitol. So why would Beis Hillel have to say that you have to take this one and that one? Lema mikana nitol d'macha. Just say from here I'm going to take these doves from tomorrow without specifying any particular birds at all. So Gemara says v'chitim Beis Hillel leislo brera. You're going to assume that maybe the Beis Hillel say that the reason that you can't just say that which one I'm going to take some from here tomorrow, and then you actually come to take them tomorrow. So then that would only work if you hold the principle of brera. Brera is a retroactive clarification of showing what your original intent was. There's a big shiloh throughout the Mishnayos, throughout the Gemaras. When do we say who says brera? Which time? Which Amorayim say Brera, and when do we apply the halachas of Brera? Lachamais, we assume that you can only apply Brera, retroactive declaration, only for Dinim Derabbanan. So here, there's a Shaila when it regards to Brera, with regards to retroactively establishing, because what does it mean? We have something that's Muktzah. So if I establish which ones like specifically I want to use, then clearly I've removed the status of Muktzah. So I didn't establish specifically which ones I want to move. I said, I'm going to use some of the doves. So then on Shabbos, when I'm going to be handling and deciding which ones to shecht, and I pull them out of the dove coat. So then I've retroactively established that what I said on Friday was to this dove, to that dove, to that dove specifically. So maybe they don't hold of this principle. And therefore that's why this Beis Shammai hold that you have to specify. But Gemara says that's not true though. That's not what we learn in the Mishnah, that Beis Shammai really do agree to the principle of Brira. From where? From the case of Ameis Bebayis Belo Psachim Harba. In the case we have a house that has many doorways and you didn't decide which doorway you're going to remove the dead body. There's a halacha of sof tuma letzis. Rashi actually over here indicates that the concept of sof tuma letzis is only a dindra abundant. However, many Rashi himself seems to be assume other places that it's halacha l'moshe b'sinai, and many assume that the shittim kabetzes, they understand that clearly you can't disagree that the Gemara says many, it seems to imply many different dinim, that the concept of sof tuma letzis is halacha l'moshe b'sinai, because we're very machbid about it like a dindra deraisa. So l'chor is halacha l'moshe b'sinai. But either way, there's a concept that when you have a mace or chonat son in a body in a house, so then if there's multiple doorways, so then we would assume that if the doorway has its own dalad tvachim and its own rishus, and you have kalim in that doorway, so if there's only one doorway, then pashut, the kalim under that doorway, even though it's a different rishus, the kalim there are going to come tame. As you mentioned, maybe only the derabanan, but maybe halacha l'moshe b'sinai, for sure the kalim in that doorway, even though it's a different rishus, are going to become tame. However, if there's multiple doorways, so then there's a shayla over here. So then when you can only assume, only have this, and it's again each doorway is assumed as its own rishus, because it has a separate rishus to remove it. So then when you have kalim there, there's a shayla which one should become tame. So what happens if you have many doorways? And you don't establish which one. Kulan tamei, they're all going to be tamei. All the utensils and all the doors are going to be tamei. Niftach mechamim. However, what if one of the doors is open? So now you know which one is going to go through. Who tamer vekulan tori. So then the doorway is going to be tamei. The one that you're going to plan on taking it out, the one that was open. The other doorways are not going to become tamei. So we're assuming over here that we're going to take out the dead body through that one, and therefore all the other ones are going to make it in tamei. We're assuming over here that anything that's put there are not going to become tamei. The question is, do these items also retroactively that were tummy now become tahor, because now it shows who brought the davar l'afreya, which one you were going to take out the dead body the whole time. Is the moment that you opened that door, is that was all the whole time which one the door was supposed to, the dead body was supposed to go through, and then retroactively all of the ones that were theoretically in limbo were in tummy till this point, all the other ones in those other doorways would become tahor. So the Gemara says chishev lotziel be'echad mehem. So now what if I thought to remove them one of the doorways? Oh, bechalon sheish bo arba abba, or if I want to take a window that is at least four tefachim, so it's going to do that point. So then, Matelas al Kol Psachin Kulam, then it's going to save all the other doorways from the coming Tame. However, there's Machlokas B'Shamay about this, and B'Sil about this. B'Shamay, Omre, and B'Hu, Shechishev, Lotziyot, Shalom, Yimos Hameis. B'Shamay said that this is the only case if you decided to use a specific doorway before the person died. B'Sil, Omre, Af, B'Shamay, B'Shamay, B'Sil, say that even after the person died, this would be the Halacha. So we see their Mamash arguing about Brera. Clearly, the Gemara is assuming right now. In other words, that there's a whole machlokas is about prayer. Now, according to Bishamai, they reject prayer. So therefore, therefore they assume that only if you establish which one the mace is going to go through beforehand. So, when the person dies, you have the door open, or you establish beforehand that you're going to take it out of that door, then that would work according to Bishamai. But Tzilla say, no, even after the person died. What do you mean? After the person died, all the doorways are tamei. No, but the moment I open that one door, then it's retroactively showing that that door was always the one I wanted to take it out of, and therefore it's going to only. That doorway is going to become tamei. All the other doorways all the utensils in those other doorways would remain tahor retroactively. So the Gemara says that Beishamek Beisilah clearly holding the pencil of Brera. So the Gemara says, no, you don't have to assume that this machlokas Beisham Beisilah is about Brera or Haitmala. With regards to this Mishnah, Rabbah told us, I'm a Rabbah, Letaris Abtocha Mekana Lahaba. Note that this whole machlokas Beishamek Beisilah is only referencing only from here going further, not retroactively. V'chino Mar B'Yoshe, Letaris Abtocha Mekana Lahaba, only with regards to going forward. Mekana Lahaba in the Mafreila. That clearly is, that according to this Beisilah, do not accept the concept of Brera, and therefore they require designation before Yontos. So then what are they arguing about with regards to Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai and Beisilah are both going to reject the concept of Brera. So then, machlokas is only going to be with regards to utensils that were placed on the areas that you didn't select after the decision of the removal of the dead body is made. Beisila is going to say that's sufficient to make the doorway those doorways tahor. Beisham is going to hold that once the doorways you didn't select yet have become tameh, the moment of tuma, so therefore the tuma status isn't removed, and therefore until you actually move the dead body out, then that doorway would remain, any utensil then subsequently put there, according to Beis Shammai, would remain tame. So we see that there's nothing to do with the din of Brera. So the Gemara says, so then Rava Amar, no, the Olam Namafreya. So actually, we're actually referring to the doorways, are talking about the cases, and the Shaila is about Brera. So So maybe, well, I don't have to explain there's a problem over here. Dilma Matalta Vashavik Matalta Vashavik. Here, if it were, with regards to our case, even if you assume that the case of retroactively the Brera is mutter according to Beis Hillel, then we're going to assume that there's a difference over here. We wouldn't assume that this is mutter. You have to designate the one before, and because we're afraid that a person's going to, if you don't actually designate which one you want before by touching them, we're afraid that a person's going to pick up this one, pick up that one, and put it down, which is going to have a kamatalta mita delchazile. Then what comes out is that you're being metalta things that were muksa because you didn't want to use them. Your verbal declaration, you added my designate as many birds as actually required an antiv, and therefore you're taking things that are muksa. That's the problem over here. So the Gemara says, but you said also that you don't have to designate specifically which one. You just have to say, I'm going to take this and that one without actually touching them. So since you didn't actually touch them, there's still grounds to assume that a person is going to want different birds. So the Gemara says, no, that this explanation of Beis Hillel is only Hani Milei Be'erev Yomtev. This is only assuming that you're allowed to say this because the particular birds are designated before Yomtev, and therefore, when it comes to take the birds, he knows which birds you're going to be taking. All other birds are going to be Muksa. However, turning on to the next step, now, Aval B'Yomtev Aser, to actually leave this the selection to be made on Yomtev itself, according to this explanation, now is going to be Aser, because you're right, because sometimes you're going to see the ones, you just designated any three inside. So you're going to look and say, wait a second, I don't want this one. This one's, I thought it was fat. But it's really lean. Kuchim Shmeinim, I saw that this one is lean and it's really fat. Then you're going to come to be Mital the Muksa on Yantiv, and therefore it's going to be Usr. That was one explanation why Beis Hillel, even if they hold the concept of Brera, is going to be Machmer in this case. Or Gemara, so just another answer. Inami Zimnin de Mistrakte Kula Kuchin. Or you could assume that maybe sometimes they're going to find all of them to be lean, and then Vishaviklu, then you're going to leave them. And then what's going to happen? You're going to find them all be lean. So what happened? You thought you had fat ones, and you're going to look at them, wow, this one's a real shvach. They're not what I expected at all. So you're going to be so upset about it that you're not going to even want to come check. What do I want this at all? I don't even need this. Let me just eat the vegetables that I had prepared for Yantiv, and you don't even have these doves whatsoever. So then that's what's going to happen over here. We're afraid that's going to ruin Simchas Yantiv. So check before it so you don't get disappointed. You know, it's all about expectations in life. The person has very high expectations and then comes to have fun and see something he didn't want, and he's going to be very disappointed. He's not going to come to take anything. So therefore, we recommend that you take it before, and because of Simchas Yantiv, that's the explanation over here. Nothing to do with Brera. It's only a problem of Simchas Yantiv. We're afraid you're going to be disappointed. Okay, good. That's what the Mishnah said. Now we're going to continue more halachas and books. What if he designated black doves on Yantiv And then in Yantuv, he found white ones. Levena matzah shchorim, or white ones, designated white ones, and he found black ones. Shnayim, who matzah shoshi, he designated two, and he ended up finding three. Asrim, all the doves are going to be asr. The Gemara is going to discuss why this is, because we're assuming that it was things that were removed in its place, and therefore those are muktzah. You have to designate which animals you're using before, and to shech them on all the doves, you have to designate which doves you're going to use before Yantiv. Shlosha matzah shnayim, mutar, however, if you have three doves before Yantiv, and you found only two, that's going mutar, because we're going to assume that it's not a different group that all three left and then two came in. We're assuming just one left. What if they found them? You originally put them inside the pigeonhole, and then you found them in front of it. We're assuming that your doves left, and it was different ones replaced, so therefore it's going to be us, or these are mukta. But if there's no other birds anywhere near the dovecote, except these birds, you can assume that these birds were the ones that were there, and you don't have to assume it's different birds, you don't have to assume it's muksa. So now the Gemara says, the first ruling is l'chora pshita. The birds that you find in Yantav are a different color, then obviously they're going to be muksa. They turn black overnight. What happened over here? So obviously they're muksa, they're not the ones I designated. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, how come I asking, what are we discussing over here? No, kigon shizim and shchorim ulevenu. We're assuming that you designated both a group, let's say of four black doves and four white doves, and each one in its own pigeonhole. Ve'ishki matzah shchorim makom levenim makom shchorim. You actually find it reversed, that you had them on the left side of the pigeon, of the dove coat, you saw them in one pigeonhole, and then the other one you saw the other pigeonhole, and then they ended up reversing each other. So what I've thought, I would have thought they just switched places. So the Gemara says that that's not the case. The Mishnah is giving us a chiddush over here. That's kamash malan hanach azdaru le'alma v'hanach achrina nunu. We're assuming that no, these left, and then those other ones that just came in its place. That's a fascinating thing. Even if we're assuming the same amount, l'chora. So according to Rabbi's explanation now, Rashi points out that the first two cases of the Mishnah of that you were Zimen Shchorim and Latz Levenim and vice versa is really one case. It's a single case where you designated the black and white ones and you ended up finding the ones in each other's pigeonhole, and therefore we're assuming it's different doves that were there, and therefore the ones that are there are currently Mukta. The Gemara suggests that Lema Masayla Rabbi Chanina, there's a Machlokas Amramat, that's Rabbi Chanina, Damar Rabbi Chanina holds that when it comes to Rov Vikara Valachar Rov, if you have a question, let's say a piece of meat. So there's two things that play. There's the majority. The majority of the city butchers, let's say, are kosher. So let's say, Yerushalayim, I would say, the majority of the city butchers are kosher. But you also have a concept of karov. You found it right in front of the chafe butcher store. So which one should you go after? So Rabbi Chanina says, when you have rov of karov, you still go after the rov. So l'chora, in our case, we should have the same concept over here. When you have a karov, so in our case, when you have the karov, which is telling you that they're coming from you have a rove which is telling you that the birds came from other places, but the karv is telling you that they probably came from the previous pigeonhole. So therefore, our Mishnah seems to be a chiddush according to Rabbi Chanina that when it comes to rove and karv is a shaila, you go after the rove and not after the karv. Because again, if you go after the karv here, it'd be a kula. The karv would tell you that the karv would tell you that you'd be mekil and assume that the doves that you had in your dove in your pigeonhole were the ones that you're going to be bringing to the other pigeonhole, and they were the ones that you designated in Nakani Mukta. The Gemara says no. Kedam Rabbi, we can give a different explanation. Bidaf, we're talking over here. The dove coat had a platform in front of it, in which case that's where the birds generally were, and since the generalies were there, that you even have a karov, a problem of you have a rov and a karov of l'chumra. Hachanami b'daf seoti with regards to the platform for it, and in which case we're assuming that the birds you found in Antiv, the closest location, they're also going to be also because the majority of them were from this area that they used to, that the birds were hanging out, and there was a lot of birds that you did not designate there, so therefore we're assuming that you don't have the case of rov and karov. There's no chiddush to Rabbi Chanina. We can't necessarily bring a Mishnah as a raya for Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara now points out shnai matzah shlosha, analyzing the next part of the Mishnah. Mishnah tells us if you have two dove and you found three, they're all going to be asr. The Gemara says, "Man of shach, achrininu." So if the other ones are there, there's other ones. But lo achrininu. If they're not, other ones there. Ha'ika ha'chad marbu. Then what's going to be the problem over here? You found three, then you have one which is mixed into them. So meaning again, you had two and you found three. All of them are asr. So the first case, obviously, it's three new ones pashut asr. But even if you had a new one now, a new one came in as mukta, and I have mukta, and therefore it's going to be asr. Shouldn't want to bother. What do you mean? We have a concept of bitul barov. The famous example: if I have three pieces of meat. If I have three pieces of meat, we have three meatballs, let's say, because we're going to mention the nachashiv. So therefore, if I have two kosher, one treif, all are mutter. Mishnah has shown him that could eat all three of us achas, but all of them, apidina and the gemara, for sure are mutter. The shayla and rishonim, how far do we take that? But for sure, maker din, all three of those pieces of meat are mutter. So here also, we assume that all three of these doves should be mutter to shech them. So the rishonim are very bothered by this. So there's different explanation we shown him. We learned before concept of davar sheisha matirin that this is mukta, it's a suffik mukta, and we mentioned also that suffik mukta lechora. We don't see suffik derban lekula because we mentioned earlier that this mukta, this tosos shanim over there, Gilman Beis told us. We quoted that tosos shanim that lechora when it regards to here suffik mukta, we've seen it's kein deraisa, and we're therefore we're going to be like machmir, like it's a din deraisa, and we're going to be machmir, and it's a davar sheisha matirin. A davar sheisha matirin is going to be mutter after yantiv. You know that it's for sure going to be mutter. All three are going to be mutter, so you have to wait. That's the concept of davar sheisha matirin. The second answer is that no, living creatures are not batal b'rov because Bazar Choshev. That's what I mentioned when a case, the three cases of meat. It's a, you always learn this when you're always, but people who did learn it when they're younger, they always, the rabbis usually told them three pieces of meat. That's not a good example, because three pieces of meat, you think of like a three steaks or something like that. Those are Choshev. That's our concept of that. We don't say Batal Barov with regards to something that's a Davar Choshev, something that's considered significant. So when we learned that in Yardai, we always remember Makbir, Ben Arshita, when we learned Yardai, he would say, you have three meatballs, because those aren't Choshev, so therefore that's the case of three meats and three, if they have three steaks in front of you, they're all going to be because of the Devar Chashuv. So here you have a Devar Chashuv, and therefore it's not Batal. Okay, that's the answer in the Rishonim. Now the Gemara says Baiter Shlosha Matzah Shnayim Mutarim. If you have three and you found two, then it's going to be Mutar. Why my time? Because we assume that these two are really from the ones that originally designated. One of them went away. The Gemara says that really true though. Levim Asnisin Rebbe Yivel Rabbanan. That's a problem, because usually when the Machlokas, Rashi points out, the Machlokas Rebbe and the other Chachamim Halacha Kerebi Mechaver Velo Mechaver. Halacha Kerebi only when he's arguing on a single person disputing him. When you have multiple people disputing Rabbi, so then we agree with the Chachamim. So here the Chachamim Lachor disagree with that, and yet our Mishnah is following the Stam Mishnah is following Rabbi. That's a problem. The Gemara is suggesting. The Gemara says the Tana. We learn in a Brayse. If I put a money, which is 100 zuz of Meiser Sheni money in a box, so Matzamasim, and then I found two monies. I found $200 worth of money of Meiser Sheni with your 1, 2, 4, 5 of the Shemitah cycle, you would give Meiser Sheni money. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim and buy food there and eat it in Yerushalayim. Chulin Meiser Sheni more mevezevzev. We can assume that the box's contents would be you have non Meiser Sheni money, Meiser Sheni mixed in with one another, because we can assume that the non Meiser Sheni was put into the box. Since you don't know which money is Meiser Sheni, which is not, what do you have to do? Rashi says, you take the coins of the better quality, say that if these are Meiser Sheni, then good, Dayo. If not, then you're going to say that these ones are going to be, I'm going to transfer them onto the coins right now, and to these are going to be Meiser Sheni money. Divrei Rabbi, that's what Rabbi says. Rabbi said that no, everything was flipped around, everything is chulin, so therefore, assuming it's the Rabbanan. If you put two manas in a box, and then you later find one money munach, money mutal, then we can assume that the money, the original one still remains in the box, and the money is removed. Divrei Rabbi, Chachamim say that all of them are going to be ordinary monies. So now, our Mishnah, which tells us that the number of doves in the dovecote is found to have been decreased, seemingly is the opinion of Rabbi, who assumes that the parallel case, that the number of decreased number of coins. The Chachamim say that the whole thing of coins is completely different, and therefore you substitute new ones. Why don't they do the same thing over here? So the Chagmar is worse. I feel it's better, but the cases are fundamentally different. There, Ha'itmar Allah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Damrei Tavai, they both said Shani goes all as hovasin ledados. When it comes to the coins, they usually don't move around. The birds are moving around, so each one its own. So therefore, it would seem that unusual for one bird to hop around from the other case. The coins, on the other hand, they would not disappear unless they're deliberately removed, and therefore they're deliberately removed. We're assuming that's the case over there. Okay, Bez Hashem will pick up Vlavin Shnei and tomorrow's daf Bez Hashem.